Welcome to Daytime Confidential, the only podcast of its kind, the one-stop source for daytime news, gossip, opinions, and more. Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In today's podcast, we are discussing returns to As the World Turns, Days of Our Lives Turns Around. Boy, we're just doing a whole lot of turning, aren't we? Next thing we'll know, we'll be spinning. And much, much more, so stay tuned. That is the worst intro ever.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yours last week was so awesome, and now this week, that's
well,
okay.
Well, you can't be perfect all the time.
You know, you would have to turn in your perfect badge, and...
Yeah. Well, and so, considering...
It's pretty and sparkly, too.
Yeah. Well, folks, we have a special guest with us today. We have Susan from the Movie Junkie Podcast. Welcome.
Why, thank you.
My favorite movie junkie. I know,
yeah.
Susan.
Yeah, that's because you're the smartest of the...
the Daytime Confidentials, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Poor Luke.
So nice to know.
I stopped picking because I realized there's just the two of you, and I thought, well, that really...
Wait a minute. There's a 50-50 chance there.
There's a 50-50 chance.
That's okay. I can always get Susan back with sugar.
But, yes. Those work antics, they're so amusing.
Yeah. They're probably going to take sugar away from us before too long.
Cersei, you'd think they would notice that the sugar budget has just exploded at your workplace.
You know, the sugar. That's when we have to import some from home or something.
Well,
or
there
salt.
You go.
Just use salt. Yeah, salt's
well,
worse anyway.
I figured while we had you on here, I'd ask you about a comment that one of our listeners made in the forums regarding our last podcast, which to be fair, there was an extra guy with us. We recently counted down our top five movies that we were looking forward to this summer, and Sean from the Primetime Pulse podcast joined us to count them down, and after having listened to that, one of our listeners, Love My Three Girls, wrote, "This is the first time I've listened to the Movie Junkie podcast. Why? Wow, you guys are all crazy. How does Susan stay so poised, being the only female amongst all those crazy men? Very impressive, Susan." So how do you stay so poised, Susan?
It's the mute button.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just hit the mute button and say what I need to say, and then... And then I come back all happy.
Oh, I see.
Well, I think I always thought she like dreamed about smacking Corey upside the head, and, but just kept those dreams to herself.
You can see my dreams,
honey. Well, I have them too.
Well, and then she'll have her moments. She'll go, "Well, I hate to be bitchy, Luke, but," and then she calls me out on something. It's like,
yeah, I had to bust out the bitch that time. Well, I couldn't hold back.
The discussion was Pirates of the Caribbean, and I was
the bitch. I love it. Sorry, go ahead.
I had to give Sean a hard time because he didn't go to watch either of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies in the theaters, and he watched them on like small screen TV. And it's like, how can you go and watch those on a small TV when you could watch them in the theaters? So I was giving him a hard time, and Susan busted out the bitch and said, "Now listen, Luke. Just because he may be a fan, or just because you don't consider him a fan, does not mean he's not a fan." I was like, "I never said anything about being a fan. I was just thinking about screen sizes and like experiences." Exactly.
I love it. She just smacked you down. Well, you know what, Luke? Maybe he didn't have the money to go see at the movie theater. Did you think about that?
Well,
oh, great. You made fun of him because he's poor. Great.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Sean.
Way to go. Nice. Uh-huh. I mean, can't all be affluent like you, Luke.
If only. If only.
I'm thinking, I think I am affluent like Luke.
Yeah. Affluently
poor.
Affluently poor.
I think we're on the same level there.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, for those of you who do not know, Susan is also one of the editors at TV Fan Online. She edits all the columns and reviews and feature pieces that we do.
Are we thankful for her?
Yes, no kidding. So every time someone like Lisa or Mike or Belinda sends in a column, she edits all those. She edits all the reviews for Corey and Craig as well. And then whenever we do feature pieces, like the summer movie preview, she edits those too. So she's an integral part of the site, and we always enjoy her.
And when
it's been
we get
very
it in,
interesting. Well, it's been interesting to read the daytime columns because I used to watch The Young and the Restless when I was a little kid with my mom.
Aww.
And now reading the new ones, it's like, wow, those are the same people I used to watch years ago.
She's above daytime now, people.
I don't know if I'd say above, but, I connected in a new way.
You're not in tune the way you were back then.
Well, she works for a living now. I mean, she...
There you go.
And her DVR is probably set for, like, CSI and American Idol.
That's a good question. Do you actually have a DVR?
No.
She's a movie muse. She's
I do.
She's
that's
not
right,
so
that's
into
right.
TV.
Yeah,
she
I
saves
do
her money
invest
to go movie.
The time in the movies, yeah.
Okay, all right. You're forgiven.
But I like the crime procedurals. I just hardly ever see them fresh. I see them rerun.
Me too.
Well, Lisa's going to be joining us for the top five movies, cliffhanger endings or unexpected endings podcast that we're going to be recording.
And yay, another female voice.
Yes, so there will be...
Maybe I should lower it, be sexy like Susan.
There we go. We'll have a grand old time.
And now, since we'll have Lisa on board, she'll be able to use all the sound effects that Corey doesn't seem capable of figuring out, so that might
he
be
does
very...
Seem to be
I got
to
one
use
for
the
Corey.
Snore a lot.
I got the one for Corey. You ready?
Okay.
You ready, Susan?
It better
totally
not be
ready.
Chewy.
It's not Chewy. That's for you, baby.
Fuck me in a man. Fuck you, stupid cop. Monkey. Fuck that.
That's
I thought
Corey
I had my mute button on when I said that.
That's what Susan's really thinking. I love it. And, you know, I kind of like that Craig's a pervert. It just, I don't know, it fits into my image of him. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That you've got him pegged. That's him in a nutshell.
It cracked me up.
Let's put it this way. He's one of the most intellectual perverts there are.
He's an IP. He's an
Which is
pervert.
Really, really scary, I think.
Boobies, but he calls them breasts. Well, Susan, thanks for being on. We've loved having you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks
Isn't
for having me.
Isn't she great? You are a treasure.
Hey, Susan is one of my closest friends, and so it's great to be able to work with her on Movie Junkie and with her on the site. So it's always
a
pleasure.
Well, I look forward to having you in on the top five tonight, Lisa.
Well, thank you, sexy Susan. I cannot wait to be there.
Well,
and tell Corey he cannot use the sound effects.
Well, we won't. He doesn't know how to use them. Pamela keeps kicking him off, so.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
Good for Pamela.
Pamela knows.
Pamela knows.
Pamela's the program we use for sound effects. It's not his wife.
Right. Although she'd probably like to kick him off a few times, too.
Well, are you sure there's no LAN party going on this weekend?
Well, that actually didn't end up being a LAN party. That actually ended up being a major issue. Apparently, he had, like, Era 1 high-speed modem that should have been phased out years ago that somehow he ended up with. So that ended up being the problem. He got it fixed, and now we have no problems.
My eyes are twitching. Yes. Okay, great. All that tech talk. I'm like, huh?
Ooh, so. Yeah.
So,
well, thanks for asking me, you guys, and I hope you have a great podcast.
Susan.
Well,
and
talk to you later.
Thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
Well, let's just jump right into it because this has been.
Gee,
a great
what
could
we talk about first?
There's been so much. Quick overview: Days of Our Lives had a rocking week. Best.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Great in a long time.
Besides,
Carly returned to As the World Turns.
Finally.
Rosanna, as portrayed by Katie McLean, is returning. Hallelujah. General Hospital was firing on all cylinders. Young and the Restless had a plane crash. Now, granted, we know he's not going to die, but still.
But they don't. And they're playing it like he is dead.
Yeah.
And it's, wow. You know what? Thank you, Eric Braeden, for showing up and actually acting. It's been fabulous.
One Life to Live. What happened there?
Did you not watch it this week? Okay.
No.
I ragged on it last week, being the worst soap on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And technically it still is, but it still was much better than it has been.
Well, that's good.
Take the Todd crap out. It was really good. I love that little girl Langston. I just love her.
Now, are we going to have to say that Guiding Light was a little bit off this last week.
Well, it's kind of the same, isn't it? Don't you think?
Well, the whole Buzz Wedding thing sort of drove me nuts, but we'll get to that in a moment.
But yes, go ahead. Yes,
and
yes.
All my children, I couldn't believe it.
Hello. It was good. I was riveted. I was out of town. I had a death in the family, and I was out of town. But the only thing, I got time alone late at night, so I was watching SoapNet all week. So I got more in soap-wise. It was really strange. And I was watching all my children going, okay, the new writer, besides the Carrie propping, that's still there. We'll ignore that. But all the rest, I was actually enjoying it.
Okay.
Well,
so we've given a quick overview of all the soaps. Where do we want to go to first?
I guess we'll go to As the World Turns.
Okay.
I know you're about to pee on yourself, so excited.
Not quite that excited.
Please.
However.
Go ahead.
First of all, Carly returning to As the World Turns, we had said that it was a huge hole without her. My God. Her being back this last week was
she
like...
She is luminous, too. Did you see
how
she's glowing?
Oh, I know.
I was like, babies agree with you, girl.
She's not only is she glowing, but she's there and she pulls everything around her up by the bootstraps. I mean, granted, they give her a sucky storyline with Cleo.
Well, hopefully that'll be over soon.
Exactly. But it's still really good.
Because she's so good.
Her presence and... Oh, I think she's since I can't get Rebecca Buttig back, I think Maura West is going to have to become my new Rebecca Buttig.
I thought Katie McLean would be your new Rebecca
Buttig. No. I like Katie McLean as Rosanna, and I am so excited. It was announced this last week on this last week on her blog that she's returning to As the World Turns as Rosanna Cabot.
Well, how cool
Cabot.
Is that?
It
how
is,
cool is that?
Seriously? There are three characters in daytime that I want to return to specific soaps. Rebecca Buttig to All My Children, Robin Christopher to All My Children, and Katie McLean as Rosanna to As the World Turns. And since I can't get the first two, I'll be more than happy to get this one.
Okay. This is her quote from her blog. This is from Katie McLean's blog. I am returning to As the World Turns to play Rosanna Cabot, who will arise from her coma in Switzerland to what deeds we can only imagine. And I love that she asks the questions that we're going to ask in our minds.
Uh-huh.
Who is she now? What does she dream? How is her hair? That's hilarious to me. You know?
Well,
and she goes on to say, I'm very pleased to be returning, and I hope to have a lot of fun. And it says, check out her blog, katiemclean.com/blog. So, there you go.
Well, and here's the thing. It's really, I was watching As the World Turns this last week, and...
I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
I'm just kidding, it wasn't
Katie,
that bad.
The Katie and Jack and Brad stuff was really good.
It was cute.
It was cute.
I was really surprised.
I mean, it was interesting to see Brad with Katie and actually having feelings for her, though I will say... I did not like the actress from Days of Our Lives when she was on Days of Our Lives as Jana.
Oh.
But I loved her this last week.
I'm telling you.
As the World Turns.
I don't know what it is about other soaps and going on to As the World Turns and just rocking it.
There is
something. I don't know what it is.
There's something because it seems like you can not be a fan favorite on another soap and then you can end up on As the World Turns and it's just a metamorphosis. She would be that much more interesting of a character if she came in and knocked off Jade, knocked off Cleo. And
a mass murderer? Cool.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's so terrible.
Well, at least they won't. At least this soap won't write her out with an excuse for a tumor. But it's one of those things where the character wasn't so over the top like Jana was, but she looked like she could do stuff and be interesting. I'd love to see her go up against Gwen. I'd love to see her go up against Maddie. And now, granted, she's based on how they're playing her, she's a little bit older than them. But
yes, Yeah, and she looks it, too, so that's good.
But at the same time, she can play to that level really well, and she would be much more interesting.
Well, you know, that's the thing about, I don't know what it was about All My Children with James Scott and...
well, let's just face it, no soap.
Oh, other soaps, you know, I'm just saying that. I don't know what it is about the original characters, and then they go to As the World Turns and they start playing to their strengths. I don't know, maybe they actually researched the past characters and said, hey, I'm going to play this actor's strengths or whatever. They seem to be really good at that. That's one thing As the World Turns is really, really good at.
With one exception. Paul.
Oh. Yeah, it's true.
But there was also other news.
Yes, dear.
Aaron is returning. And the last portrayer.
Oh, Aaron, yes. Agim Kaba. Is that his name? Agim.
I don't know.
Kaba. That's right. He returns as Aaron Snyder on June 14th. So let's look for Allie to get some more butt kicking. That would be great.
Here's the question, though, I have for you.
Allie on my nerves.
Besides the fact that I would much rather have the previous Allie back. Excuse me.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yes.
Jessica Dumphy.
Maybe we'll get a really good humdinger of a storyline as to why him and Allison broke up, because that's never been fully explained.
No, and she's been showing shades of bitterness when it comes to relationships.
It would seem to me that you would need a really good, if you're going to bring back an original portrayer type character like or actor like him, it would need to be a really good twist, especially since the person who was his love interest before has been a recast. Because, obviously, there's no guarantee that the chemistry between those two characters will be the same.
So, anyways, what's our next topic?
Well, speaking of arrivals.
Oh, my goodness. Must we always seg? Just say next topic.
Okay, next topic.
Speaking
Young
of
and
arrivals.
The Restless. AJ Quartermain on Young and the Restless.
He's so beautiful. Now, who has the crush on him? Is it Tina? Or is it Foxy?
That it's
has
Foxy.
The big tongue. It's Foxy that has the big
There are
crush.
So many people who have crushes on him. In the forums, they were debating whether or not Billy Warlock and Vincent Irizarry look...
Who played David on...
Yes.
And
now plays David on Young and the Restless. Look at all are similar, and apparently the ladies were saying that there were some similarities. I don't really know that I agree
Maybe
with that.
Maybe they'll be brothers?
But I doubt it.
Yeah.
But needless to say, it's nice to see Young and the Restless utilizing such talented actors. And
gorgeous actors. Let's just get it right.
Well, and when...
Dan Gauthier is still without a job. He could be on there, too.
I did see a picture of Rebecca Budig, though, at the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Was she there?
She was on the green carpet or whatever they had. But did you also see the picture of Susan Lucci possibly standing behind the queen?
I posted that asking everybody if that was Susan Lucci, and I have gotten confirmation that, yes, it was Susan Lucci sitting behind the Queen of England at the Kentucky Derby. I guess the Queen of England is an All My Children fan.
Well, either that or else the Diva of Daytime went and hired the Daytime Mafia to take some people out, one of the two.
I don't get that. Why? So she could sit there?
Uh-huh. So two queens can sit together.
Oh, is that much of an Anglophile? Really? Then
I
where was Isaac
know.
Mizrahi?
No, I'm making stuff up.
Did you hear me? Talking yes. about queens. Where was Isaac Mizrahi? Come on. That was funny. Okay, I'm better now.
Well, speaking of All My Children, I'm so conflicted with this show.
I really liked it this
because
week. Well, parts of it.
I was sitting there watching parts of it, and I was thinking to myself, you can sort of tell now that there's sort of a former Young and the Restless person in charge over there.
Because it's getting better, yes.
Well, no, but not only that, but the filming elements. Because this last week when they had the Adam scene with Crystal and he's in the room and the doors were swinging the way they are,
yes.
That was very YNR-ish. And
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and I really liked it. The filming, to me...
Because the actors made that work, too. It wasn't as cheesy as it would have been with, like, Ryan and Annie.
Well, no,
you know?
Exactly, but what I'm saying is... I seem to be noticing those same sort of filming elements in, like, Ryan and Annie's wedding and in the...
Well, the lingering shots where you get more reaction and the where it's from the back up, where you look like you're a part of it or sitting there. It's, like you said, that's very indicative of CBS soaps.
It's very indicative of Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. Not necessarily As the World Turns
and
Dying
Light. Oh, I think
As
the World Turns. I do. Not Guiding Light, but yeah, I think As the World Turns.
To me, it's most obvious in Young and the Restless, because Young and the Restless has some of the best filming
and it's so
to me, I can see, like, when you go from having as weird a stuff as All My Children has had, with the shaky camera and the other things, they tend to do things, it's much more loose, where this is now tightening things up, and it was
a big difference. It was very obvious that there's
and
a new regime.
We're 11 days into this, and things are starting to improve. The stuff with Adam was great.
The wedding wasn't as barf-worthy as I thought it would be.
The wedding was not barf-worthy,
what was up with her dress? She looked like a 5-year-old girl. Whatever. Go ahead.
They're doing that whole empire thing, I guess. But
whatever. She looked stupid.
to me, even the filming of the wedding, now granted, the actress who plays Julia is about ready to pop, but...
Isn't it obvious? Well, I'm like, they're not even hiding it now.
They're filming it from, like, neck up.
And her face has got that pregnancy puff, that's what I call it. And she's glowing. She's beautiful. Her hair's real shiny. And so I guess because we know that she's pregnant in real life, it is so blatantly obvious. But actually, my husband was, I came home late last night, and I was watching All My Children on the SoapNet. My husband came in and saw her in that scene with Jamie, when they're talking at the reception. And my husband goes, "Is she pregnant?" And all you see is her face. And I go, "Oh, yeah." Well, even he noticed, and he's clueless.
The thing about this is, though, the filming of that wedding was beautiful.
What it was.
I mean, I don't like Ryan as a character. I don't like Annie as a character. But the filming, there is no denying that filming was beautiful.
And everybody looked really good.
And
except for Annie in that weird dress. But go ahead.
Well, and
I can't get past the dress. Go ahead.
However, there were some of the old elements of cheese, like when Greenlee was pulled up in the car. I would have much rather had her staring and not have to comment. Like, she comments in the car, she gets out of the car and starts running. She stops at the tree, pauses, and instead of a look of determination on her face, she says something really stupid again and then keeps running.
I've got to make it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't need to know that you need to make it. I just
We got it. We can infer that on our own because we're just that smart.
Yes, exactly. But here's the thing.
Yes, dear.
I had been really disappointed. The 5 weeks is not up, so this is not my official opinion.
Here we go.
I had been really disappointed thus far with the character of Greenlee because of the smiling, because of the chin. I don't know. She does something with her chin that's really weird. But when the show ended on Friday and she walks in... And
cocks her hip against that door.
Yeah,
frame.
And confronted Ryan. It's like, I thought to myself, you know, there might be hope. Now, right. And here's the thing. We were discussing this in the forums. And if you think about it, she's new to daytime. She probably doesn't have a whole lot of quote-unquote professional acting in terms of, like, she's not had a lot of on-air time. And when you think back about many of the younger people who we have on these shows who basically have to learn the ropes. I mean, all of us look fondly back on Josh Duhamel, but let's face it, when he started, it was rough. And the same goes for Alexa Havens, who's a talented actress. The kid who plays Sean, when he started, that was really rough. She doesn't have the chemistry quite yet because she isn't necessarily comfortable. It isn't her for sure interpretation, but there's hope. And I'm at this point, 2.5 weeks into it, I'm saying there's hope because that's about all I can say.
Oh, how nice of you.
And diplomatic and...
Well, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Did you notice where the wedding was?
Oh, I was so furious. Did you hear, Julia?
Yeah.
I just want to open this home up to and share it so that all kinds of people can
Edmund,
have joy.
And remember, Edmund, I was like, wait, his killer's right there.
No, and that was the great thing. That was the thing about it. I mean, some of the people have moved away and some have passed on. The murderer is...
Fuck me in a man. Fuck you, you stupid cunt. Monkey
But seriously, passed on...
That's what I was doing.
Seriously.
I was like, killed.
Yeah, murderer...
Murder. And I was like, Jonathan was like 5 feet away?
Yeah, you could see him in the shot behind them when she says, passed on. Let's see here. The person living in the household murdered him.
Well, not only that, I just took a page out of your book. Not only that, but wasn't Jillian killed there? Yes. She was killed on the balcony there at Wildwood. And here's Ryan getting married there.
Though I will say.
I just thought that was odd.
I will say this, though. Outdoor scenes, they looked very in keeping with the outdoor shots of the buildings that we've always seen as Wildwind.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, because those shots that they shoot as Wildwind, I mean, those things could have been shot 20 years ago. I mean,
for
all intents and purposes.
But my point is, Julian was killed there. The love of Ryan's life was killed there.
Well, yeah.
And then he said, this is the first time in my life I've loved completely. I was like, no, it's the second.
Well... Let's face it.
I guess what didn't happen this year under this writing regime is forgotten, I guess. I don't know.
Well, maybe, but if that's going to be the case, then Josh needs to just disappear. But that's an entirely different story. So,
wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, but let's
I must shout out to my Zach and Kendall.
Okay.
Did you see how cute they were when they went to go have sex under the bridge there?
Yeah, that was cute.
And then he said, I don't understand. It was so easy to get off when he's trying to lace up her dress. Oh, that was so cute. I just wanted to just hug them. They just, they're magic. Okay, anyways, next topic.
Well.
Love them.
How about Days of Our Lives? Speaking of weddings. Was this not by far one of the best weeks?
Thank you for getting a clue, Days of Our Lives.
In Days of Our Lives, in probably
a long time.
Like two or three years.
Oh, at least. Oh, so as we said last week in one of our podcasts, one of our 10 podcasts last week, we said that Lucas was going to understand that Sammy was going to admit what she had been hiding, lie number 722, about sleeping with EJ, and we said that Lucas was going to understand. Okay.
Did you actually, though, expect it to happen?
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there thinking to myself, you know, they've said it before. They could be just pulling our leg once again. I watched every scene with Sammy and Lucas because it was too much to hope that he would finally stand by her.
Well, I figured if it was in Soap Opera Digest, it was pretty solid, but yeah, it was better than it looked on paper. I mean, Lucas actually turned into somebody I could like. And I've never liked Lucas. You know that. I liked him this week. And when he pushed Kate with the cake, I liked that. I liked when Sammy punched EJ. That was fun. I liked the whole thing.
Oh, that was great.
Take out the Shell stuff, the Sean, Belle, Philip, Claire, Island of Lost Dreams, whatever that was. Take all that out. That soap was perfect this week. That's how I see it.
And
I had so much fun with it.
It was nice to see all the veteran actors back. I mean, Marlena's mm-hmm. getting more and more airtime. Bowen Hope.
John's coming back this month.
The Nick and Chelsea stuff was so great.
And real.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so cute.
I can't get enough of them. I'm wondering if there wasn't
Willow.
Some...
Willow needs to go.
Well, she is going, though. But I'm wondering if there wasn't some sort of messing around with it after Sheffer took over by other third parties. Because...
Oh, you mean like Ken Corday?
Well, I'm not going to name names, but...
Well, he's executive producer. Is that what you're talking about? Like,
well,
maybe
yeah.
some tweaking that he hasn't been in control of, or what?
Well, basically, Sheffer had goals, but wasn't able to achieve them because other people were meddling.
Okay.
Now, who those other people may be...
Oh, please. Go ahead.
Who knows? But this last week reminded me of why... of what was so great about Sheffer on As the World Turns.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was pretty damn near flawless, with the exception
what
of...
What was it, though?
With the exception of Shell and
yeah,
them.
That didn't happen. We'll just say, whoop, like, Mike, I did it. Whoop, didn't happen. Mojo, I have erased Sean, Bell, Philip, Claire, all that from my memory. It's all gone. This week, you know why it was so good? And I have said this a billion times, and I will say it a billion times more. It was good because it was character-driven drama. It was about the character. It was not about the plot. Did you notice that?
Oh,
it was character on character on character, how they would act, drawing on history. I thought, you know what? Thank you. Finally listening to us. I love
but
it. They're brilliant.
Here's the problem, though, that we have with Days of Our Lives, though. And this is why
Which
I think...
they are a legion.
Well, but the reason Days of Our Lives ratings have been down mm-hmm. is so many people have become accustomed to more of an adventurish type soap. And I don't think Sheffer writes adventure as well as these other soaps are accustomed to be having them. So,
well, that's why it takes people like us to get the word out how good this kind of soap is and can be.
Well, and this is true, but at the same time, it takes some adjustment for people. And so what I'm saying is, people, if you really enjoyed this, please hang in there, because if he's given the proper chance, he can write one amazing soap.
When he plays to his strengths and
yes.
writes for couples, because he said when he came on board, what, a year ago?
He wanted to write,
that,
well, November.
Well, okay, whatever. He said that he wanted to make it a couple-based soap. Well, it hasn't been happening here lately. And if he gets back to that, because it seemed this week like he was, I think Days of Our Lives will catch back on with this audience. So, because you're right, Nick and Chelsea were fabulous this week. All the Bradys, besides Sean
okay,
and them.
I have a question. Where is John in real life? Why is...
I don't know.
Did something happen after that attack or something that has resulted...
I think maybe they just gave him some time off. I'm not quite sure.
Because I don't know that that's ever been fully explained. I mean, it's not like it's a... Anthony Geary or Ingo Rademacher type thing where you know
maybe
that they're going to get vacations every so often. But
maybe he did get a big old vacation. I don't know. Anyway, I don't care as long as he hurries up to come back and they start up again. And Tony comes back pretty soon and all them, so it'll be great.
But we got called out in the forums about something.
Which time?
About Adrian's hair or whatever her name is.
Oh, I know. I feel terrible.
Well, I don't necessarily feel...
You know what?
I know, I don't feel terrible.
Some of that is extensions. Some of that's extensions, and that part really does look fake, and it does look like a wig, so I don't feel that bad.
I don't feel
bad. I still feel bad that the actress may get her feelings hurt. I don't like that.
I still maintain it's a terrible hair color for the character, and even if it's not a wig, then I still maintain the color's bad, so I don't normally try and criticize actors, but whoever's colored her hair on the show needs to have some retraining. Or something.
Well, I think Mike Mojo, it's like the Mojo podcast. Mojo said,
and he's not even here.
I know that when you go from blonde to brunette, you have to make a stop at the redheaded cafe. Maybe he's right. Maybe that's why it's so bad. I don't know how he knows, but you know, whatever. Yeah. So maybe that's it.
That's entirely possible. I hadn't thought of that. But on other soaps, you'd mentioned that
I did.
One Life to Live was improved.
It really just had.
Tell me, what happened?
Okay, it wasn't that the plots are better because they still suck, but the actors are raising the bar. They really are bringing their A game to this, to these storylines, and making you believe the crap that's on the screen, except for a couple of exceptions, and I'm not going to name names. But like Cassie DePaiva's Blair... It's fabulous this week.
Did she get a new haircut?
Yes, and she does her own hair. Did you know that?
No, I did not
know
that.
She colors her own hair, and it looks fabulous. So anyways, she looks really great. Bree Williamson was really good. Forbes Marsh was really good. Just all of it. They are really good. While the plots aren't the best, and some of the dialogue is not the greatest, these actors are making you want to watch this story. And I really enjoyed it this week, surprisingly. Not as much as I enjoyed All My Children, I'll be honest. But One Life to Live, with the whole Jessica being sick, and she finds out she has liver cancer this next week.
Uh-huh.
And then she tells Antonia that she wants to be with Nash this week, too. Not this past week.
Boy, that's been
a
long time in the making, hasn't it?
Yes. Well, we found out that little Brennan, is not sick, so she's going to be okay, which was a big relief to everybody. Todd's missing, and I don't like that storyline, but Cassie is bringing it, how tired, exhausted. While one minute she's filled with hope, and the next she's just hopeless.
Cassie, for a moment I was thinking Cassie Kramer, and then I realized DePaiva.
Cassie DePaiva. And then you know how they cut the mass murder storyline?
Uh-huh.
With that kid? Well, Henry got into a car with Star and Brittany and Cole. I was like, little boy. Cole. And crash, and he killed himself.
Who killed himself?
Henry, the little psycho boy.
Oh, okay.
Killed himself. And the aftermath of that, how scared Blair was for Star, and how everybody was blaming themselves, and then finally they had Marcy McBain, Kathy Breyer step up and say, hey, I was that kid. I should have noticed. And just that scene, and it was like a 3-minute scene, but she was stunning in it. She just made me believe, yeah, she was an outcast.
Well, she's stunning in everything she does.
Why don't they, that's another thing. It's the thing, they don't utilize the very talented actors they have instead of pushing the ones that I don't quite like to the forefront all the time. The Marty stuff, I'm just not enjoying that character at all. Miles and Natalie go out on a date this week, which I'm going to give that a chance because at least she's not with Vincent. I hate Vincent. Oh, with a purple passion. Todd's off my screen for a while, which is good because I was on Todd overload there for a little while. So it was just, I don't know, you had to see it. It's better than it looks on paper, if that makes sense, because the actors are making you want to watch it. So kudos to the actors of One Life to Live. That's what I got to say about that. So, yeah.
Well, one show that I'm not giving kudos is to is The Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, well. With it's lame, isn't it?
Yeah. The only bright spot the only bright spot this last week was seeing little Abby Abbott.
I know. I was like, oh, there she is.
I was so surprised to see her actually on the show because, I mean, there had been scenes where we had seen her, like, Jack calling them or her Ashley picking up the phone. But maybe it was just that I had missed it or something, but I had never actually seen her, so I didn't. And so to me, it was really neat to be able to see that, in addition to Ashley making the jump, the actual actress who portrayed Abby on Young and the Restless made the jump, and I was very happy to see that. But that's about the best thing that I can say for that show this last week.
Who Shot Shane storyline is supposed to be, you know, riveting drama. It's just not. It's just not. I don't care. I didn't like him as a character. I don't like Ridge, so I don't feel sorry for him. I don't like Nick, so I don't feel sorry that he's being set up. I don't care.
Yeah.
Go on, next. You know, the entire time I'm watching it going,
And do we care about a pregnancy?
My child! Is she pregnant with my child? I'm so sick of hearing my child. So sick of hearing that. So, I don't care if Nick spawns. I don't. Do you? Do you want Nick Spawn running around Bold and Beautiful?
No. I don't know. I've always thought that Thorne is one of the most underappreciated characters in daytime. And the actor who portrays him, having been the actor, you almost have to feel sorry for the actor because he went from playing Dell years ago on All My Children to playing Thorne on Bold and the Beautiful, and both of them are thankless characters.
Yep. At
which he could I mean, I don't know why he just doesn't jump ship, because there are other shows that would pick him up.
Oh, yeah, and write a better character. Oy.
Well, there you go. You could put him on As the World Turns.
There you go. That's what they do.
Or he could go to Days of Our Lives.
There you go. Yeah, we're losing Willow.
Him and Kate might be hot.
Well, I'm kind of tired of Kate. We need Kate backburner.
She's had the EJ effect.
Yes, we need EJ backburner. But Kate's just vile here lately, and I don't like not liking Kate. I don't like it. So they need to backburner her and stop having her be vile at everything she does. So that's just my opinion.
Well, let's see here. What do we have left? Okay.
Boy, well, Guiding Light was awful.
We're on. I was going to say on
except
the topic
for Bat,
of what...
Bat Crazy Cassie, which I'm kind of liking.
Almost jumping off the lighthouse crazy.
Oh, and then, like, pushing Beth around saying, take the baby from Alan. I mean, she's crazy, and I kind of like it. That's her niche. She should be going around crazy all the time. She's great.
Maybe she'll end up crazy like that girl on the wedding dress on All My Children who tried to marry Tad.
Oh, Leslie Coulson?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if Cassie became the Leslie Coulson of Bold and Beautiful?
And, like,
be all
sly about it? And everybody that, like Josh and Reva thinks she's fine, but Beth and Alan knowing she's crazy, that'd be great.
Yeah.
She'd just go around torturing people. That'd be cool. And Ava, she could torture Ava by pushing her off the lighthouse. That'd be great.
Well, and the scenes...
But all that silicone.
On the problem is that there weren't very many bright spots on Guiding Light this last week.
It was... Oy.
The wedding was a catastrophe, and... Then you're going to hate me for saying this, but the only bright spot, to me at least, was the Aussie dude and
Marina.
Because those two have chemistry.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
He has chemistry. She's just there.
No, I don't agree.
I just hate her. And I like him. And while they were semi-okay this week. That's just how I feel about it. They're semi-okay. He's great. I don't know what it is about that actor. He's just got it. That elusive it. He's really good. I don't know his name. He's the dude that plays Cyrus is what I call him.
Okay.
But at least they didn't put him with Ava like they do everybody else.
Well, this is true, and I was a little bit upset to see Ava back with Coop and helping
him get
ready for the wedding.
I know, it was like, back off, you skinny giraffe skank. Sorry. I just hate her.
You know, you have a lot of hate welling up in you lately. I've noticed this.
I do.
A lot of hate.
I love Zach and Kendall. I love Cooper and Ashley. And I like Cyrus.
Did you love Young and the Restless this last week, or what? The world is writing itself. Victor and Jack are back at war.
See, I don't want that.
Phyllis and Jack are working their way back together. Sharon and Nick are working their way back together. Now, granted, a plane crash will sort of throw a speed bumper in that.
Blah.
It was a very good week this last week.
It was okay.
I loved it.
It was pretty good. I'm just joking with you.
Seriously, the Jack scenes with Catherine were excellent. I missed the actual scene with Victor playing the tape to Jack, and I'm going to have to look it up on YouTube because I saw like the fallout when Jack went in and like vomited in the sink. Of course, I was eating lunch at that exact time,
so it was not very good. Now, you cannot tell me Peter Bergman does not just grab you and pull you in.
I have never denied he's a talented actor. No, seriously, you can go back and listen to any one of these podcasts when we've discussed him. He's
we'll
a talented
actor.
We'll talk
about Emmy nominations later.
But
he's not just talented. He is awesome.
No, he's a very good actor. I'm not denying that. But what I'm saying is I think that at the character storylines that he's gotten, there's other characters that I root for above him. But that does not disqualify the fact that I like him as an actor, and I think he's a very good actor. Those were really good scenes.
He's awesome.
And I like that Phyllis was trying to stand up to her mother and father-in-law. And it was really good. Now
I love that Sharon called that a couple of weeks ago. She goes, "Oh, you're going to love being the in-law on the outs. You're going to love it." You know, and it's true. The Newmans just close rank and just beat on people. You know, and Sharon took it for years, and now it's Phyllis's turn and Brad's. Even though Victoria's staying with Brad, that's just wrong.
It's so, and you just know she's going to end up pregnant again, and it's going to be JT's.
That's fine. I don't care. Because she's pregnant in real life. I hate that they had a woman pregnant in real life play having a miscarriage. I hate that. I really do. You know, and maybe it was written in before she got pregnant. Okay, fine. I will give them a break on that one. But I don't like it. I don't like it. Knowing she's pregnant in real life.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like about this show right now is...
Well, go ahead and tell me, dear.
Daniel and Lily.
We
are not getting... First of all, it's detracting from Corbleen.
Who?
Corbleen.
Who are they? They are never on. Did they go to another soap? What happened to them?
Well, she's propping Lily and Daniel. And I'm sorry, but at this point, I really hate to say it, and I think I said it in the previous podcast, but the character of Lily needs to go. She's just a wimp.
She's horrible. She needs to go. This whole porn storyline needs to go.
So over. This is one of those ones that you just wish
Daniel
you could
Lily
sleep under the carpet.
Well, they used to be so cute. Daniel and Lily used to be so adorable. And now you're just like, shut up. Get off my screen.
And this has nothing to do with the whole debate of which Lily is better, because there's no denying that the scenes where they were on the beach together and they were finally found by their parents were really emotional and great scenes. It's just that now this storyline is so bad, and I hate that they think that it's supposed to be a public service announcement. This is one of those times, usually Young and the Restless is so good at intertwining socially relevant storylines so that you don't even realize that it's socially relevant until you wake up and say, oh, that's socially relevant. But this one is like... This one is like a sledgehammer on you every single day, pounding it into you.
Doesn't help that Lily's like, oh my gosh, you're watching porn. Ah, porn, oh no. And that is not how a wife would react. A wife would react to either A, kicking him out, or B, slapping him upside the head with a computer monitor. That's just how it happens. Not, oh my gosh. It's Lily ruining this storyline.
Well,
and
no,
it's not great either.
It's not just Lily, because the writing for Daniel has been
horrible. It's lame.
Both of them are such talented actors, and they could be given so much more to work with in such a better storyline. It seems to me that without Lily being a victim, they do not know how to write a good story for her.
No, exactly. Well, I'm going to get off that subject because I have some personal issues with Lily, and I just don't want to get into them again because it does seem like I'm reflecting on the actress, so I'm not going to do it. But Nick dies this week, well, they think, right?
Well, but we know that he signed a 4-year contract and
yes,
will be
back. Yes, but he's going to be gone, how long? At least 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, he deserves a vacation.
Presumed,
at least we know why he's gone.
Dead.
Unlike Drake Hogeston.
Yeah, he's just gone. Hello.
It's what you call contract negotiations were a little iffy for a while, so.
Well, let me talk about something that I kind of talked about a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Remember I said that Sony, who owns Young and the Restless, was asking the writers to kill off characters when the actors weren't renewing their contracts? Remember I said that? Because they didn't want them jumping to other shows? I have some news.
Okay.
Okay. A veteran of Young and the Restless, Laura Lee Bell, who plays Cricket, Christine.
Cricket?
Well, yeah, that was her name when she first came on. That was her nickname. And so everybody called her the Bug, blah, blah, blah. She will now be going to Bold and the Beautiful.
Why?
Listen. Laura Lee made her permanent debut in 1983, blah, blah, blah. Soap Opera Weekly recently reported that the decision for Bold and the Beautiful head writer executive producer to hire out-of-work Young and the Restless actors is not settling well with the executives at Sony, who co-owns Young and the Restless, yet has no control over Bold and the Beautiful. Rumors have circled in the past months that Victoria Rowell would have jumped over to Bold and the Beautiful. However, on Young and the Restless, the executives ordered her death. Laura Lee arrives in mid-June following another arrest in the Shane saga. Ashley be making a phone call home to help her new boyfriend? Stay tuned.
Well,
I told you. Who reported this first? It would have been me. Thank you. So don't tell me my rumors are not true. I know they are. Go ahead.
I never said that
they were. No, not you. I'm talking to the audience.
Okay.
Not you.
Well, first of all, how many more people can they cram in a half hour when they're not even writing anything well?
Well, they're not even using Leslie Kay.
They're not using Leslie Kay. They're not using Thorne. They're barely using Ashley Abbott. Rick and Phoebe are bombing this triangle with Nick and Taylor and Brooke.
Oh.
This was supposed to be the year of explosions, according to Bell, and it's basically
Ashley's,
implosions.
And Ashley's pining over Rick? In what universe would Ashley freaking Abbott pine over Rick? Give me a break. No way.
And the reason, and you know the reason why we can have
Christine
jump to Bold and the Beautiful is because her family owns the soap.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, her family owns the soap and founded Young and the Restless and part owns Young and the Restless, so she can pretty much do whatever she wants. We haven't seen her in months. Why in the world would Sony even care if she appears on this soap?
Well, it's not just her. Like I said a couple weeks ago, it's a big thing now. Drusilla, who is an awesome character. Ashley, another awesome character. If this becomes a trend and Young and Restless loses all their characters with no hope of having them come back because they're on another show.
Well, what are they trying to do? Kill Young and the Restless? To me, it
makes
absolutely no sense.
They're
going
to make it the Fisher Baldwin show, probably, because there's only one Abbott left.
It makes. No, there is not. Colleen is there.
Oh, whatever. Go ahead.
She's just as much an Abbott as Jack is.
Go ahead.
That counts.
Blah, 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 blah. Because they're not writing her as an Abbott. They're writing her as her own person, as a Carlton. If she's written as an Abbott and interacted with Jack, I would be okay with that. Yes, she is an Abbott technically, but she's not being written as an Abbott. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I honestly believe that Brad Bell is trying to figure out a way for Bold and the Beautiful to become an hour-long soap. Whether or not that means that it's filmed in a half-hour type format where there's a cliffhanger on the half-hour so that they could still send it in, they could still sell it internationally as a half-hour soap.
Maybe.
But to me, I know they deny it, but to me the indicators are they are trying to do something, because it makes absolutely no sense how so many Young and the Restless people are showing up on this soap and they're still maintaining the large Forrester family.
Well, speaking of jumping soaps.
Okay.
Did you hear about Zach Roerig, who played Casey on SNL Turns? Who left, you know, because he's in jail.
Yeah.
Did you hear about him? He's going to One Life to Live.
Doesn't this soap already have too many single guys, young guys?
Got me. It's not a contract role, but the character will be intimately involved in Todd's return. Ironically, his original character name was Casey. We changed it to Hunter.
Why didn't they leave it at Casey?
Because he played Casey.
I know, but still.
Hunter's fine. And he will start
Hunter's
airing.
Just so, it's like so ridge and thorn. It's a little bit cliche.
And he starts June 11th. So we'll see how little Zach does over there on One Life to Live. I just thought that was funny. I was like, okay, you've been out of work for a whole day. So people are just jumping soaps everywhere. La la la. Oh, and speaking of jumping soaps again, the chick that played Mimi on Days of Our Lives, Farrah Fath.
Uh-huh.
There's rumors, it's not been confirmed, but Daniel on TV Guide says that she is a real possibility to take over the role of Sarah Roberts, Flash. That stupid nickname, Flash.
No, that's just terrible. I want her back on Days of Our Lives, and if I can't have her on Days of Our Lives, I'd love to have her on General Hospital to mix it up with Kristen and Storms again. That'd be great.
Well, just make her a mob mall. Bitter. Party of one right here. Well, you know, that is the rumor. We don't know if it's true, but she is screen testing for a role in One Life to Live.
What do we have for upcoming appearances?
Well, Mike, Jarek, and Juliet Huddy, co-host of The Morning Show with Mike and Juliet, will appear on All My Children, playing themselves in the scene with Erica and Jackson to discuss Erica's 10th divorce.
What did you think of that this last week?
I thought it was cute. You know, at least they're getting them back together, because the mind-numbing boringness that is Jeff is finally out of her orbit, and yippee.
Is he, like, officially gone, or is it just...
No, he's there. Oh. I'm just saying out of her orbit.
Okay.
It's obvious they're pushing Jack and Erica back together, which is cute. Drake Hogeston has John Black's Last Mission. What does that mean? Saturday, June 2nd, from 12 to 4, Studio City, California. Tickets are $65. Make checks payable to the Drake Hogeston fan club. And if you want information, I will post this in the forums because it's really long. But Jack, John Black's Last Mission.
And Bradford Ashford Spinelli is going to be
Anderson.
Having
Don't read.
What did I say?
Ashford. Anderson.
Jack Ashford. Yeah, there
Mr.
we go.
Mr. Anderson. Like in the Matrix.
Entered the Matrix.
That's right.
Oh, I took the, okay, that's what I did.
I'm so reading that iTunes.
Sometimes I wonder if I don't have a bit of dyslexia. Bradford Anderson, Spinelli on General Hospital, will be having a fan event on June 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at the New York Marriott Eastside on Lexington Avenue in New York City. Tickets are $65 per person. And for more information, you can go to your number one fan, all one word, .com.
Yeah. I just think that's funny. Don Diamont, Brad on Young and the Restless, has a meet and greet. And plus, an opportunity to win a trip for two on the Soap Cruise. Remember that Soap Cruise?
Mm-hmm.
Soapcruise.com. It's my birthday. Maybe I should do this. May 26th at, what is that word? Chuckachansie Gold Resort Casino in Coarse Gold, California. Oy. So go to soapcruise.com for more details.
Colleen Pinter, Barbara on As the World Turns, and Bill Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes, Doug and Julie on Days, and Mark Pinter, ex-Roger on All My Children, and ex-Grant on Another World. Oh, boy, that's such a nice thought to think back then.
Oh, don't get me started.
We'll be performing in the 50th anniversary celebration of the Little Theater on the Square, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It will be in Sullivan, Illinois. Tickets went on sale February 1st, but you can get more information by going to thelittletheater.org.
That's cute. Hey, happy birthday, Constance Towers.
What a woman.
She looks beautiful. She's beautiful for 32, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, we have some shout-outs, and we have some iTunes reviews. We had a whole bunch of people. People,
should I
thank
read
you.
Them?
Well, not all of them. Thank you for writing these
Really?
Reviews. There we go.
Enter. Sorry.
I can't talk. I think
I have more fun making fun of you than I do the soap characters. I'm telling you. This is so much fun.
Maybe we should start our own soap. Yeah, we want to thank you all for writing the iTunes reviews, and please keep it up. We really appreciate it, and apparently it seems to have something to do with where we appear on the feature pages, because since you guys have been writing the reviews, we're now on page 3 and almost on page 2, so keep it up.
If we're on page 2, that'd be fine.
If we get on to page 1, that would be absolutely amazing. But we have a bunch of reviews. We had almost 10 more reviews on the American store, and then we actually had 3 from Canada. And so I figured, since we've given the Americans and the Aussies their thing already, I will read the Canadian ones, and then we'll go through the U.S. ones. Ronna Lee writes, "This podcast is awesome, wonderful, fantastic, sensational, marvelous, phenomenal, and terrific. Luke and Lisa playfully discuss each and of the daytime soaps and are honest in their praises and criticisms of current storylines. I love the weekly top 5 or 6 or 7, depending on Luke, lists. My only criticism is that they do not produce enough shows during the week. Love you guys." Well, we've been trying to be doing more.
Whose fault is that? That'd be you.
We've been getting out. We are starting to do at least 3 now. We're trying. It's not for lack of trying.
We should do Daytime Confidential daily.
Okay.
Look at him. Did you hear that silence, everybody? Cricket.
Okay, I love this podcast, and I love working with Lisa.
Sure.
But
you can tell. It's really obvious.
We currently produce 3, sometimes 4 episodes a week. Now, granted, the 4 happens more rarely, but we try and do at least 3.
Whose fault is this?
But I have Primetime Pulse, and I have Movie Junkie
Why do you have to be the star of every podcast?
It's not that I have to be the star. It's that to edit them and in order to make sure that I'm able to do the functional stuff. Well, there's that too. But in order to do the functional stuff like editing and recording and stuff, I've got to do that, so I have to be there. And so that takes up a lot of time.
Well, I think Mojo would do it.
That might be a possibility, especially
there you go. Producer Mike.
If we end up doing more in the future.
It's all about me.
NGHF says, "This podcast rules. If you love soaps, you will love this podcast. It is the best, and I give this podcast 2 eyebrows up. I have never enjoyed listening to anything else as much as I enjoy listening to Luke and Lisa."
John Black reference. We can't go without acknowledging the John Black reference.
Yes.
I appreciate it. God.
Now,
go ahead. What's
then,
the next one?
Hands down. Well, this is from GHFan767. Sunny Carly forever.
She's going to be so thrilled you got it right.
Hands down, the best podcast. Luke and Lisa are so funny. The podcast covers everything daytime, from actors leaving to the rumors and spoilers floating around out there. It is an awesome podcast.
Why, thank you very much. I love her. She's so nice. Okay, Donna Ray, American, says, "I love these podcasts, the most info and soaps that you can fit into an hour. Luke and Lisa bring life to my morning drive, even though I don't agree 100%. I appreciate their viewpoint. Need more AMC, and I'm a happy camper. Keep up the great work." I love it. Some people say, you talk about all my children too much. Some people like more. Isn't that funny? So go, Donna Ray.
Well, this is the thing. You fans have to represent your soaps.
Represent?
Yes, that's right. Because if you don't, let's face it, the ABC soaps have the largest fan bases online, it seems. So,
can I read the best review ever?
The bestest review ever.
Okay, it's by Black Z. I can't read all the name there.
Here,
Black
let me
Z.
find. I'm just getting to it. I was moving out of the Canadian store,
it says,
so let me.
Freaking amazing.
Okay,
gives us 5 stars. Black Z something.
It's Black Zag 05.
Okay, BlackZag05, I love you.
Okay.
Because it's so funny. And, Black Z Zab Ziggy Marley, I really like this review. "I have been looking for a soap podcast since I got a new iPod. I am a soap fan. I've been watching for 7 years, and I've always wanted to debate things such as top 5 man hoes. I love Luke because he has his favorites and will stick by them." That's true.
That's, I do.
"Also, he is hilarious to hear when he reads listener mail because he always messes up."
Thanks a lot.
It is endearing, dear. It is. It's just so cute. Lisa is all-time fave. That's me. Although she hates Sunny on General Hospital, she still makes good points about my favorite soaps. I wish everyone could listen to this podcast. Good job, guys. You know what? Everyone could listen. Now, if everybody would listen, that's great.
Exactly. If we would have all the people who subscribe to Soap Opera Digest and Soap Opera Weekly, which combined have, like, what, 6 million listeners or
that'd
readers, that would be really good. If we had,
you know what? Ziggy Marley. I appreciate that.
Can you imagine 6 million listeners? Holy crap. Anyways.
Oh, man, we get so much hate mail. Okay, yes,
yeah,
go
no
ahead.
Kidding.
Your turn.
We have Jesse, 1187, writes, love this podcast. You guys are hilarious, and I love the podcast. I may not always agree, but it's fun to listen to.
And you notice that's been a lot in the comments. I may not always agree, but. And that's true. You don't have to agree with us, and we want you to tell us when you don't. I enjoy that. Because most of the time, when you don't agree with us, you make a very good point, something we didn't think about. So please, write in. Tell us your opinions. Post on the forums. We love that.
Oh, yes.
And then Mr. R. Singer says, Daytime Confidential is the best podcast ever. This is hands down the best podcast ever. Luke and Lisa are so hilarious together. They read my mind at each and every podcast they do. They offer the best commentary about all 9 soaps and other daytime shows, such as The View. When I listen to the podcast, I will just start laughing out loud. I was listening in school one time, and I just started laughing, and of course, everyone looks at me. I didn't care, though. It was too funny not to laugh. I highly recommend subscribing to the podcast. It is so funny and worth it. Once you hear the interesting dynamics that Luke, John, and Lisa, Laura, bring, you will be hooked for life. Hey, somebody gave us our nicknames.
Yes.
John and Laura. Yes. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Did we read Donna Ray's?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've
read
that.
You read Melope.
Okay, Melop or Melope?
Melop.
Melop.
Melope.
This is going to have to be one of those Yorpa-le ones, I think, where we're not exactly sure how it's pronounced officially.
They'll let us know.
Melop writes, awesome podcast. I went back to work recently after spending a few years home with the kids. Luke and Lisa helped me keep up to date with all my soaps, news, and gossip. I listen to it at work, and it always makes my week.
Oh, thank you. You make our week, too. And Eskim1779 says, this podcast is an awesome job of covering all soaps, which I've never seen before. Luke and Lisa, the hosts, are so hilarious. We're hilarious, Luke. And engaging as they discuss the latest news and gossip and share their opinion. This podcast has renewed my interest in soaps. That's really nice. And
yes,
I look forward to it every week. What a nice thing to say.
And if you would like to write us a review, we'd really appreciate it. Go into iTunes, log in to your user account, write us a review, and we will read it on the podcast.
Well, I will read it, and Luke will mumble through it.
Whatever.
That was really funny. You have to admit, that was funny.
Whatever.
Whatever. What do you share on Clueless? Come on. Anyways, we have so much fun doing this. And so when people write in and say, hey, we've renewed their interest in soaps or something. That is such a compliment. Because who would have known that other people were listening? You know, it's just so nice. I love you people. Now, for Clint, go ahead.
Well, we have 2 shout-outs. Well, not necessarily shout-outs, but sort of shout-outs from the forum.
Shout-outy kind of-esque kind of thing?
Yeah, sort of.
You're so cute.
From the forums, and then we have the new forum members list, and then I think that's it. Donna Ray writes, I love your podcast. I listen whenever I'm on the road heading to court. The podcasts are perfect length to get me where I have to be. Unlike many who complain that you talk too much about AMC, I rather like it. It's my favorite, even though it has been tough lately. I have hope. I will never expect anyone but Rebecca as Greenlee, and it would be like replacing Kendall or even Bianca. Okay, technically Kendall has been replaced once.
Yeah, this is her role now.
It can't be done. The one person I would have loved it if they would have stuck around a little bit more and told a slightly different story with would have been Zoe. I loved it when he sang. Well, I'm sure I'm blabbing about nothing. I wanted to let you know how much I enjoy your podcast. Keep up the good work. Hope you're feeling better, Lisa. And Luke,
well, thank you.
You are always a pleasure to listen to. Thanks. Why, thank you.
Oh, somebody likes you.
And then we have Kadrian X Love.
I love her.
Writes, hello, John and Laura. I'm just kidding. I definitely know your names. How could I not know? Anyways, hey Luke and Lisa, I love the podcast. You guys keep me sane with my soap addiction. One thing though, I love to go out jogging and I find myself laughing out loud. Yeah, it's like the people who wear Bluetooth and the people think they are talking to themselves. I catch myself giggling in public or saying, "Oh my God, no way." So I would love a shout out if you can. I wanted to say again that I love your podcast. You guys are really great.
Well, you are great too. Especially when you like the right couple. I like it. New forum members, we have Ms. Shortstuff.
What a
Ms.
great
Hall,
name.
I know, Ms. Haldahl. I think her name's Tolly. That's got to be what. Drama Nut, Donna Ray, YRFan21, E. Leah Loves Tad.
Speaking of which, while you're on her, she actually she didn't write it in the Daytime Confidential board, but she did write a new thing to the new board, or in the All My Children board. She goes,
really?
Hey, I just wanted to introduce myself. I love Luke and Lisa on Daytime Confidential. I listen to it all the time, in school and on vacations. My favorite show is All My Children, although lately they really haven't been listening to the fans. I watch all the SoapNet soaps, One Life to Live, All My Children, General Hospital, YNR, and Days of Our Lives. My favorite character is Tad, and my favorite couples are Tad and Dixie and Tavid.
Tad and David.
Enemies, but I count them as a couple. I can't wait to post with everyone here on about All My Children.
That's awesome, Tad and David. Way to go, Leah. I like that. Okay. Soaps Viewer is another new forum member, and the best new forum member name ever. Maroni Macaroni.
No one's used your chocolate and sprinkles yet.
I don't care. I like Maroni Macaroni. That's just funny as heck. Really, that's really witty. So, thumbs up.
Well, and I was trying to see if there's someone else possibly. Did we do a shout out to Cheesy Boy?
No. Cheesy Boy. Yes, we did, because I said it's got to be a Green Bay Packers reference.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because they wrote.
Hey, we'll shout out again. Okay. Hey, what's up?
Cheesy Boy writes, hey, my name is Chris, and I'm new to the forums, but I've been listening to the podcast since January. I go by the name Cheesy Boy. I've been watching All My Children with my mom since I was in first grade. I'm now 24 and watch All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital, Days, and Young and the Restless, and listen to Guiding Light and As the World Turns on my iPod while I'm at work. That's impressive. For someone who's 24 and more than likely, well, I think he said he was in school. That's impressive.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Daniel's cool too, and you know who you are, Daniel. And Pam, you're always cool. So, shout outs to my peoples, my peeps.
Well, Woo! On that note, you can drop by tvfanonline.com/forums. Send us an email at dc@tvfanonline.com.
Please do.
Write us a review in iTunes. We greatly appreciate
Please
it.
Do. Mm-hmm.
And so, until next time, so long.
Oh, I do. Well, real quick, apology to Nickawatt.
Okay.
For not getting her picture out this week. As I said earlier, I had a death in the family, so I was not able to get to the post office. I will mail that out. I have it ready to go. I will mail it first thing Monday morning. So
on that
note, B flat.
So long.
Bye.